Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, Maisa digenudika garmle. That you have to take off Maisa from the fruits and vegetables that grow in Eretz Yisrael, it's not only because it grew out of the ground. You have to have a Maisa digun. You have to gather them together in a tree and make a pile out of them. That's what's Machayev you, midiraisa, to take off Trumas and Maisris. But before that, you don't have the Chiyev, and the Ran says, Shayadei digun. That you gather it together and make a pile out of it, Mischayev a Maisa. For lo laide karka, it's not just the growing out of the karka. Stam, when they grow out of the karka, it's potter still. You're not eating it aray. It's only when you make a maiser digun, that's what makes it the chiyuv truma, or maiser. So therefore, maiser is also not called something that's totally directly in the ground. There we have the chumra to say it's not bottle. There could be stuff where we have no proof. Shvius is different. Shvius, the issue is totally in the karka. Therefore, what grows out of the karka is mal, it's bottle through the karka also. So this Gemara says, Losiv Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma asked a question like this. It says that we had a locker before, somebody says, Koinem Peiris Eilu Alai. It makes an issue, Koinem, that these Peiris in front of him is like a korban to him. He's not allowed to eat these fruits that are in front of him. Or else, Koinem Hein Alpi. These same thing, these fruits are also to my Alpi, to my mouth. Or else, Koinem Hein Lupi. Same thing. These different ways of saying it, but you mean the same thing, that these fruits that you have in front of you should be also to you bekoinim. So the halacha is, also bechilufayim. You're not allowed to eat the exchange of it. If somebody exchanges for you, or you want to exchange with somebody else, you give your pound of apples here to somebody else, and he gives you a pound of pears, that chiluf and the pears are also to you. Ubegedulayim. What grows out of those apples, what that grows out of it, those onions, is still also. What about if you say, Sheini Yoichel? You don't say, Elu these, but you just say, I'm not going to eat, Sheini Yoichel, or else Sheini Toyo, I'm not going to taste. Then we say, Mutta Bechilufayim, Uvagadulayim. Then you only mean to ask for the fruits themselves, but not the exchange you get for it, or not what grows out of it. These things are Mutta. By where did we have before? Bidova Shazara Kola. It's only something that the Zara, the seed, when you plant, like falls apart, and something new comes out of it. But the seed itself goes away. But on a type, let's say, by an onion, where the seed itself doesn't go away, just the onion itself gets bigger and bigger, then we say, even what grows out a second or third time is all also. If you made an issa neder, not eat onions, so now if you take the onion and you plant it, what grows out of it, what grows out of that is all also. So here, the kasher is, here we see that it's not bottle. So shalom, why isn't these things bottle? So Ram says like this, Moser goyim chomer mekoyin the peiros elu alai. The Rabbi Yanai poch, the kasher according to Rabbi Yanai. The Yom Eliel, he said before, botzel shel truma. If you have an onion of truma, sherabu gidulav alikroi, that you replanted it now, you planted this truma, you had a small onion that was truma, now you replanted it, and a lot more grew out now than it was there before. So Rabbi Yana said before, mutter, that you're allowed to eat this whole onion now, it's not trum anymore. Or it's not mutter, it's not mutter, it's just like tevel. You have to take off again truma semaisers. But it's not trum, it's tevel. The Alma, what do you see Rabbi Yana holds? The Alma Sriole, the Kula Gidulin, any type of a growth. Afalpi Sheni Surnai de Karka, even though it's not totally the Karka. Truma is totally that fresh is truma. Doesn't stand grow truma. Nothing grows that's truma. It's after it comes out of the ground, now you have to be mafresh and take off the truma semaisris. So the truma does not come directly out of the ground. And still Rav Yanai says, malin es ikar, that what grows out of it becomes heter, and it's mavatal ikar. Umeshemachi poruch le mikonomus. Therefore, Rav Yanai, we have a kasha from this mission of konomus. Tiyein malin. Here it says no. Here it says if you have a peri, that's also for you to eat, you made an issa kainim on it, you can't eat it, or even without konomus. We were not saying Elu. So, by Dova, Shein, Zara, Kola, it's all Asa. For you. So, Ran says, Nabahodle, Porach, Le, Nebraisa, the Litra, Maisa, Tevel, Tanel, Liel, the Somach, Shudamastisan, Alimele, Lakshri. We'd rather ask a Kasha from the Mishnah. The Yoid, the Maisa, Shitla, the Dova, Sheshna, Matirnu. For a Kopar, this is the Kasha of Yanai. If you say before that by Truma, it is bottle, what grows out is Heter, how come over here we have by Nissa Nadorim, and Nissa Konomis, what grows out of the Isser remains also Hafilu Gedula Gedula Mar Asurim. So this the Gemara answers on Rav Abba. I tell you, Shani Konomis. It could be the Isser Konomis are different. Hoyo vi boyu misa shalalayu. Since if you want to, you could be matan eder. Like what happened here? You said apples are also to you. Like these apples right now, apples are also.
Yeah.
So that's what the question. The terrace is, I tell you, Isser Nedarim is worse. By Nedarim, since if you want, you could be matan eder. So you have a way to make these fruits mutter to you. So therefore the klal is, heaven look to dove shresh lo matirin. It's considered like there is a heter, there is a way out that you could eat this heter. And therefore we say, v'yein bottom roiv. That's the klal we had before. By yadav shesh lo matirin. If there's a possibility to wait, and it will become mutter, so therefore the din is, it's not bottle, midrabonin, it's not bottle. That's why here, kronomas, isin adorim is different. Even though usually by regular growth, we say what grows out of the truma is hutter, is mutter, and therefore the isin becomes bottle. But over here, what grows out of the Isser Nedarim still remains also, there's no din bit of roif. Because Nedarim is called a Dove Shesh Lo Matirin. Fred the Gemara, if so, for a Truma, the same Svar should apply by Truma also. The boy Mitzvah Allah, Shemikashan of Yanai, Truma, when Yisrael is Mafresh Truma, it's only like Yilkos Nedarim. You're Mafresh with your Dibur. You say a Rezu Truma. If you want, you can take it off. You could be Master your Neder. You can make the fruits that you made truma, no more truma. You can be shalalei. So if so, truma should also be called like a dove shesh lo matirin. So why do you say when you plant the truma, it becomes bottle? What grows out of it is heter, and the whole thing is mutter? Why do you say that? Fradigamara truma. The boy, Mr. Shalalah. If you want, you can take off the yisa truma. Like the Ran says, Aide tesach or charoto, kishan nedar, like any other neder. Ubetela Baroiv, and still Rabbi Yanai before said it's not the Baroiv. That's not we learned. Saw Truma. Or even not like Rabbi Yanai, it's the Mishneh Trumas. That's not we learned like this. Saw Truma. But not, nothing to do now with Gedule Truma. Stam, I'll bring you a proof that Akasha, that Truma is not the Baroiv. And according to your Svar, you're telling me now by Nedarim, since it's possible to take it off, it's not butless called Yeshna Matirin, so Truma should be the same way also. Truma also you could take off the Yisra Truma. So how come we learn by Truma it is about the Baroiv? The Tanan, the Mishnah Trumas. Saw Truma, Tameya. You have a saw, a bundle of Truma, that's Tameya. That a Kohen can eat it, you can't do anything with it. She'nafla lepochos mimeya chulin. It's fell into less than 100 times the amount of chulin, of regular apples. You have one apple that's fell into 99 apples. Halacha is tirkof. All these apples you have to let right away. You can't use them. Now, since the mice says truma tameya, so even a kayan can't eat it, truma tameya not allowed to eat. Who are then you not allowed to burn it? So therefore, you just have to let it right away. Duran says, the reason why we don't let you keep it to burn it, because the chashin l'takola. We're afraid maybe you come to use it in between. Like the Gemara Pesachim says. So I call upon him, tirkov means just let it right away. But what about holameya? Let's say this one apple of Truma Tameya, or this saw of Truma Tameya, fell into 100 times that amount, then the Lachris Tala, it is Bata Baroiv. So you see, by Hilchus Truma, the Truma is Bata Baroiv. Now the Kasher is why? If you tell me something that you have a Shaila, you could take off the Yisra like by Nedarim. It's called the Yeshloi Matirin. That's not Bata, so Truma should also be called the Dovish Yeshloi Matirin. So this thing Gemara says, no, the Terence is like this. I'll tell you, Amri b'truma b'yad kain askinan. Here we're talking about the truma already reached the kain's hand, that the Yisrael gave the truma to the kain. Once it came into the kain's hand, then the loch is the leimotse mishal Allah. Once the kain gets the truma, it's out of the Yisrael's hands, then the kain can't be, the Yisrael can't be shul anymore. Like it's not his reshus anymore, he can't be shul. So here that we say it's batal b'roiv means when the kain received it. Fred Gemari, Hachi, if so, if that's what you're telling me, this Mishnah in Truma is talking about when the Yiskayin received it already. Ema Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Im Hoysa Tahira. Let's say the Truma was a Truma Tahira. So it says, and now this fell into, let's say one apple of Truma Tahira fell into 99 other apples. So Lachwiz is not Bata Baroiv. So all these like 100 apples right now, you have to act as if it's Truma.
But what should you do with it? Lamaisa, the one apple was tohor. So you're allowed to sell it to a kain, because the kain could eat them. So the ocher is timkol a kain. Sell it to a kain. So that's what the Mishnah says. Now it's a kasha. If you're telling me now, we're talking about that it got to the kain's hands already, so what do you mean sell it to a kain? If the kain received it already, he's allowed to eat it. He doesn't have to sell it. So you see clearly we're talking about it's still by the Yisrael. So it's still by the Yisrael, the kasher is, then why is it bought the b'raiv? It should be called the Zav HaShesh L'matirin. So Gemara says, Ella, true, we're talking about a Yisrael. But Ella be Yisrael, Shenoflo loy mi beis avi ima kain askina. We're talking about now that the Yisrael yashened it from his father's, from avi ima, from his mother's father. That was the kain. His mother's father was a kain, but he's not a kain. So there the case is, he's the Yisrael, he can't eat it. But I call upon him, he yashened it. So it's good though, why he can't be shoyl. He can't be mater, take off the Yisrael truma. Because he was not the one that made a truma. It was made truma way before. His shver got it, and he yashened it from his father-in-law. So that's the case here. That's why it's bota b'roiv, because he can't be shoyl. He can't take off the din truma on it. Now showing him the safer is good, but what should he do with it? He's only Yisrael. He has a right to sell it to a kain. Fred Gemara no, for Katani Sefer says the Sefer Timkol a Kayin Chutz Medemei Oisesor, that you have to sell it to a Kayin and you can't enjoy the money of that one saw. In other words, if a saw apples Truma Tahira fell into 90 saw apples Chulin, so Lachar is now you're allowed to sell them all to a Kayin, but you can't enjoy have enjoyment from the value of that first saw that was Truma that doesn't belong to you. So that's what it says here. When you sell it to a kayin, sell him everything, but don't get back the money from the original saw of truma. Now the kasher is why? If we're talking about that you yashin, that you own this truma right now, because you received it from your father-in-law, so now when you sell it, you should be able to get the money for that also. It's all yours. If a regular Yisrael makes truma, so we say he doesn't have the right to keep it. What does a regular Yisrael do with this truma? He has to give it to a kayin. But if you yashin it from your father-in-law, it's your truma. Even though you're Yisro, you can't eat it, so you have a right to sell it to a kohen, and you keep the money. So you see, the safe here is not talking about that you're yashin it from your father-in-law. But rather it means that the Yisro himself made the truma. And therefore, when you sell it now to a kohen, you can't receive the enjoyment, the money, from the original saw. But I call upon him, then the kasher is, the Resh is also talking about that the truma is by the Yisro. If it's by the Yisroel, it's a kasha, l'chur to dover shesh no matirin. The Yisroel could be matir his nether, it should be mutter. So Gemara says, the chilek is like this. Ela'ema, I'll tell you like this. Vishlei makai nomois, mitzvah lisa shuli aleihen. Mishum the Rabbi Nosson. I tell you there's a big difference. It's not stam the fact that you could take off the Yisroel, makes it as if we look as if it's mutter now, it's called the dover shesh no matirin. Like right now it's truma. We don't say you're going to make it take off the Yisra Truma. We don't say that. But the Stam is going to remain Truma, so therefore it's called Yisra, it's not called Yesh Tomatirin. By Kanamas, by Nadarim, we say, the reason why, since you could, it's called like you will have a Heter, is because there's a mitzvah to take off your Neder. Mishum Reb Nosin, the Yama Reb Nosin, called Hanoider Kilubana Bama. Whoever makes a Neder is like you made a Nisra Bama, Bizman that's also to make Bamas. It's also no good. It's like you brought a korban on the bama, this man there was an Isser HaBamas. So the kids, you see, it's no good to have nedarim. Therefore, if you did make a neder, what you're supposed to do is to be matter the neder. So since there's a mitzvah for you to take off the Isser neder, therefore nedarim we call Dov HaShesh L'matirin. Therefore, if nedarim falls into a tarubas, a pre that's also because of a neder. If it falls into a tarubas, it won't be bottled. It's by min deminoi. It's called dava shesh lo matirin. And that's the pshat for also that the gedule gedulin by a dava shein zera kankola is like an onion that's always considered growing bigger and bigger. The same onion, it remains also. There's no din bit of rive because the durum is called the yesh lo matirin. But truma is not called the dava shesh lo matirin. Even though you could take off the truma, but since there's no mitzvah to do it, min astam we say you're not going to do it. Therefore it's called total Isser, therefore it's bottom right. The Gemara says, but Truma, my mitzvah, l'sashu le'yolo, but by Truma there's no mitzvah to do it. Since there's no mitzvah to take off the din truma, then we'll say for sure the truma will stay, and therefore the lach is, it's taka, by truma, it is bottom brayv, it's not called a dava sheish no matirin. First says gufa. What did we learn before? Gufa before we learned like this. Omer Reb Yechanan, litra b'tzolim. If somebody had a measurement, a barrel full of onions, she tikno, he was mistaken them, which means he took off truma semaises from them, so it's mamash mutatit. The Ran says, "Kloima sheifrish kol ma'isrei seho." You have a bundle full of onions that you took off the truma semaises, the zara, and now you planted it again. You planted these onions. So lochris misaseras lefikula, like what grows up now, it's sort of like a new growth. It's growing new, and the new things that are growing is mechuyev again the truma semaises. So, and you have to take off ma'is lefikula, means from everything that's growing. So the man says, here the pshat is again, you have this onion that was already taken off its truma semaises. So you have an onion you're allowed to eat. And now you take this onion and you plant it again in the ground, what grows up, since it gets bigger and bigger now, what grows up is called like a new fruit, a new onion, so that itself is mechuyev the truma semaises. And also it's mevatol, the original onion that's there. So therefore we consider this whole big onion now, the whole thing has to keep take off truma semaises. So we see what grows up is not called a continuation, but it's called something new. And also it's mevatol, what was there before. So this the Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Yosef Rabba was sitting there, some of his girls, Rabba, Ukoma lo shmaiti, he said over this halacha. So Malay Rav Chizda said to him, Man sayes lechon Rav Yechanan Rabach. Who listens to you or to your other Rav Yechanan? In other words, we don't hold like him. That's what Rav Chizda said. Because the kasher is, heter shebehen leichen olach. What happened to the original heter? He had an onion here. That this onion, beforehand, you already took off the truma semaisris. So it's mamash heter gomer now. Now when you replant it, so true, maybe the new leaves that grow up is mechuyev again the truma semaisris. But the original onion was heter. How could you say there's a new chiv now to take off truma semaisis again? Hey, the hefta shavim, lechon olach. Where did it go? In other words, Rav Chizda is asking, he doesn't know to vita b'raif, he doesn't know that the new hefta that grows up could be mevato, the original. Omalei, so, Rav said back to him, Omalei, miloi tanan de kavosei, didn't we learn like this also another case of Bitsolim? We have the case before, we have onions. Sheyor do aleim geshamin. That you had a case here, these were onions that were grown on the seventh year, and then you like replanted on the eighth year. Or else it's still on the ground even during the eighth year now. So we say, and now in the eighth year, if rain came down on them, sheyor do aleim geshamin, fitzimchun, it started to grow. So it depends.